This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
It's that time of year again. The gyms are packed, the salad bars have lines out the door, and we're all fueled by that January 1st adrenaline. But let's be honest. By February, most of those resolutions are gathering dust. Why? Because we're fighting a lopsided battle. Every day, algorithms, ads, and influencers are nudging us toward their goals. Tap this, buy that, scroll more. But what if you could take those same psychological nudges and turn them inward? I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay, and today we're discussing those New Year's resolutions. Rather than giving you the same old fish wrap about the ideas of goal setting, we'll discuss a new age way to influence yourself using three powerful levers: identity, language, and emotion. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay, and it's our annual show on New Year's resolutions. I promised you a revolutionary way to look at resolutions using three powerful levers. Lever number one, identity. Think about a runner who gets up at 5 a.m. They aren't white-knuckling through a goal to burn calories. They're running because they are a runner. It's just what they do. Psychologists say the most effective way to change a habit is to stop focusing on what you want to achieve and start focusing on who you want to be. Instead of saying, I need to lose 10 pounds, try I am becoming someone who cares for my health. One is a chore, the other is a value. Behavioral scientists call it fresh starts, like Mondays or birthdays, to mentally separate from your past self. You aren't the person who failed last year. You're the person starting a new chapter today. Lever number two, language. How do you talk to yourself? If your inner monologue sounds like a drill sergeant shouting you must and you should, you're going to trigger your own resistance. Research shows that questions actually get us to act more than commands do. Instead of, I should go to the gym, ask yourself, how important is my energy level to me today? Questions spark clarity, and clarity fuels action. Also, watch your verbs. Swap I have to for I'm choosing to. I'm choosing to put down the phone because I want my brain to rest. It's about re-languaging. You aren't a victim of your schedule. You're the architect of your day. Talk to yourself like a kind but no-nonsense grandparent. Firm, encouraging, and always on your side. Be your own best fan. Lever number three, emotion. Logic tells us to change, but emotion is what actually turns the key. Often we fail at resolutions because we try to fix ourselves while we're stressed or exhausted. Psychologist Lauren O'Flaherty says we should treat emotions as data. If you're doom scrolling, maybe you aren't lazy. Maybe you're bored or anxious. Notice the feeling, then shift your state before you act. Put on a high-energy song, do a 30-second stretch, or light a candle. And don't forget the reward loop. Your brain needs to know that the new habit feels good now, not 6 months from now. Pair that boring treadmill walk with your favorite podcast. Have a nice cup of tea after you finish that work report. You're teaching your brain that growth feels like a win. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics. And that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.